The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Don't you just love it when you're scrolling on social media and you stumble upon a TikToker living life on the edge? They wake up at 5 a.m. and show their 50 steps to becoming a better version of themselves. Do you ever just wonder if you were to follow their 50 steps, would you have the same outcome as them? Well, I'm your host, Mejor Versión, here to follow these trending self-improvement tutorials and see if they are truly life-changing. Hey guys, it's Mejor Versión. Welcome to my podcast, Living Life on the Edge. This is extremely nerve-wracking, but I don't want any bad vibes here, so cancela, cancela. Anyways, this is super exciting. I've never done anything like this before, but let's get started. So I wanted to do a self-improvement podcast because I want to grow from this experience. I want to challenge myself. I had my heart set on doing a podcast about interviewing seniors at my work and asking them who their first love was. But one night I was talking to one of my friends about podcast ideas, and she was saying how celebrities and influencers always give advice. But truly, does anyone ever follow the advice they give? And I always say yes to something new. I'm very spontaneous, so I can grow from that experience. So I decided to challenge myself. So that's basically what my podcast is going to be about. So if you guys want to know how the podcast is going to be structured, I will very quickly share. So basically what we're going to do every episode is talk about a certain aspect of my life and following advice that an influencer has made a podcast or video on. For instance, Alex Cooper and Shay Mitchell did a podcast together about relationships. So I would follow that advice Shay and Alex suggested for a week. I will talk about how it affected my life and what I want to do to how I want to incorporate it into my life and what I don't necessarily want. I feel like I'm very much over explaining this, so I'm just going to stop over explaining. We're just going to dive into our first episode. So to kick off Living Life on the Edge, I wanted to discuss this question. Am I living life for myself or for others? The podcast that had me thinking about this question was Ember Chamberlain's podcast. I truly do recommend her podcast. It is super eye-opening. Anyways, she brought up the idea of living life for yourself. It really made me question if I'm truly happy in life or am I following someone else's schedule, allowing them to make decisions for me. It truly is hard to realize that you may not be living life for yourself. And I will dive into a situation where I realized I wasn't living life for myself. Before I start my story, I just want to say that I have nothing against this person in general. It was just that we did not click as friends. And that's okay. You live and you learn. I will always support her from afar and wish her the best in life. Anyways, when I was in high school, I became friends with this person. And they were always busy with their other friends outside of school. However, when she wanted to hang out with our school friend group, it seemed like we would plan around her schedule, which I understand if you're working or have outside plans. Like, I truly understand that she may not have been accessible whenever we wanted to hang out. But this happened every single time the friend group attempted to hang out. It did not make me necessarily mad, but rather feel sad that obviously she would pick other people over our school friend group. And I thought, you know, we were a great friend group. You know, we were very vocal. So I thought. And I didn't realize that the friend group would continuously plan around her plans until my parents had actually brought it up. I came to a realization that we kept making sacrifices just to fit her busy life. I did feel trapped in this friendship, and I did bring up the issue, but it just ended up creating more conflict. High school me loved to start stuff. However, looking back, I could have expressed my feelings more civilly because I truly did love the friend group, but it's hard to come out and say how you are feeling. My experience for living for others may look differently than your own because it comes in so many forms. It comes in the form of relationships. It could come in the form of work or even friendships like mine. But it all has the same psychological effects. So for a week, I wanted to focus on myself. I wanted to start living life for myself. This was honestly a stepping stone for me because it allowed me to become a become a more vocal person. So on Monday, I usually hang out with friends after my classes back home. I would commute 2 hours back and hang out with them. And usually I love doing this. I am a very social person, I think. It just takes me a while to warm up to people because I tend to be a very closed in person, I'd say. But anyway, so on Monday, I wanted to set aside time to do something for myself. All my close friends know that I love to dance, so I did end up going back home, but I decided to take a dance class. And dance is so freeing for me, and it just helps me express myself and feel less stressed about life in general. So that's what I did on Monday. On Tuesday, my coworker usually calls out for front desk, and my boss always asks me at the last moment to sub for them. However, I had plans to initially go study, go to the gym with my roommate, and I do love working. I work with seniors, and I like having conversation with them. However, I just felt like I will always say yes to work to seem like I am reliable. You know, I have a good reputation with them. So this one time, since, you know, I'm living life for myself, I decided to respectfully decline the offer as I already have other plans. So I continued with my plans and for the day, and I did not want the extra cash. That was one of the negatives. So on Wednesday, nothing much happened. I decided to stay home and finish my homework so I could go to the gym. The gym is so freeing for me. I know it's always there and, you know, it's never going to leave. And I had actually just got my roommate into the gym as well. So we drive to Richmond and we go to 24 Hour Fitness and we just work out, you know, and we talk and it's super fun. On Thursday, I usually have dance class from 7 to 10. So I drive back right after class. You guys probably realize that I do commute a lot. Luckily, I have a Prius, so, you know, save gas. But yeah, I usually have dance class from 7 p.m. to 10, and I didn't feel like going today, honestly. Like, I get out of class at 4, it takes me 2 hours to get back, so I'll get there around 6:10, and then directly after getting home, I have to go to dance. And it just all feels super rushed, and I just didn't want the pressure of making it on time, and I just wanted to relax. So I ended up staying here and hanging out with my roommate. We went out. And yeah, on Friday, nothing much happened. I went to work and then decided to spend time with my family. We went out to go eat. I do recommend Minata's. Minata's is in San Jose. It's one of the best sushi places ever. And that was basically all I did for the entire week for living life for myself. So what are some key takeaways from this week? I really did love living life on the edge, but here are some aspects that kind of scared me quite a bit. Receiving texts from friends asking if I wanted to do something on a certain day during this time frame really stressed me out, because I felt that if I didn't say yes, they would think something is wrong, that I was mad, or that's just really what scared me. And I honestly don't get mad like ever unless there's like a reason. However, I just like to stay down the middle, like not start any conflict. Like if something happens, it happens, you know, and obviously it didn't work out for a reason. So my friends kind of picked up on that I had said no for just not wanting to go out, and they were very respectful about it. And I did tell them though that I was doing it for a podcast, and they understood. Would I recommend this to someone else to try? I would actually. I truly did love holding myself accountable for living life for myself. I do think that I am already living life for myself, so maybe it wasn't that much of a challenge for me, because, you know, I lived and learned from my experiences in high school. So now I have boundaries surrounding my social life. However, it is truly an eye-opener when you think about whether you're living life for yourself versus living life for others. Anyways, I hope this episode wasn't too boring, but thank you for listening to Living Life on Edge with Mejor Versión.